And I know from having talked to you previously that that kind of thinking also at least applies in your mind from what you told me, clinically anyhow, in patients with one or two nodes.
Right. So then that's exactly the other direction of extrapolation is if you see a woman, she's 57 years old, she had a 2-centimeter cancer and, you know, a 2-millimeter deposit in one of 3 sentinel nodes. Can you use an Oncotype DX test there? My interpretation, I think our group's interpretation, has very much been along the lines of yes. I think the same therapeutic principles apply for looking at limited nodal involvement. And I think that guidelines are going to evolve very soon to allow people to more readily use genomic tests in node-positive breast cancer to make the same kind of decisions as we make in node-negative breast cancer.
It was really kind of strange that ASCO had guidelines saying don't use genomic assays. And we go do surveys of 25 or 50 investigators. Most of them are using them with limited nodal involvement. You know, one of the things we've heard, like, is there a hard line where in general you're not going to, you know, consider using an Oncotype? And I mean, the RxPONDER trial went up to 3 nodes, and kind of it seems like that's sort of the limit that people will think about in practice. Is that the case or maybe lower?
Yeah, I think in general, we're talking about situations where there's limited nodal disease, 1 or 2 positive nodes. You know, the woman has got 14 positive axillary nodes. I don't check an Oncotype score. We're giving those women chemotherapy. But it's, I think, highly germane to women who have limited nodal disease. The risk is a little greater, but the therapeutic principle that there doesn't seem to be a benefit for chemotherapy, I think, holds true. And there's some limited prospective data that that's the case. We have data from the so-called MINDAC trial, which looked at a different genomic assay, the MammaPrint assay. That study included some women who had limited nodal disease, and they seemed to do quite well without chemotherapy if they had a low-risk genomic test. And with the Oncotype DX test, there's a prospective experience called the West German Plan B study, where again, if you had a low genomic risk score, even if you had some nodal involvement, people did very well without chemotherapy. So I think there is mounting evidence that we don't need to give chemotherapy to these cases where there's limited nodal disease. 3 nodes is probably the upper limit of what we're usually thinking about on a day-to-day basis.
So let me see if I can summarize what you said from sort of a macro point of view, that in general, and I hear your caveat, which everybody's making now about, you know, younger or premenopausal women, but in general, then up to 25 is like the new low, i.e. they don't benefit from chemotherapy. I also hear people saying that 30 and above is high. And it almost sounds like the new intermediate is 26 to 30. Is that kind of the way it's rolling out?
40 is the new 30, Neil. That's the way it goes, right? So the data are very clean for what they are, again, but they use 25 in the TAILORx study. So then, of course, the next day you see a case and the score is 26. Does that woman need chemotherapy? And so the important thing about all these tests is you still have to be a doctor. You still have to look at the data. You still have to think about the traditional risk factors like tumor size and grade, which are always independent risk factors, even in the studies of Oncotype DX. You have to look at the patient and consider their general health, their life expectancy, and their own preferences. So if I see someone who's got a small cancer and a score is 26, I don't automatically think she needs chemo, but you have to talk about it, framing it with the dialogue that maybe there's a modest benefit. It's harder to say with conviction there's zero benefit. Now, remember, those things tend to come up much more in conversation in tumor boards and sessions like this. The reality is that probably 2/3 to 3/4 of all screen-detected early-stage breast cancers in the U.S. that are ER-positive will have low-range Oncotype DX scores.